Well, the performance of the Matildas at its home World Cup still remains in the memories of many Australian sports fans. But a new report into the domestic league for women's football warns the sport may have squandered that moment, with crowds in decline and players among the lowest earning female athletes in the country. Tamika Yallop is a Brisbane Roar midfielder in the A-League Women's and has played 4 World Cups for the Matildas. She's also co-president of the Professional Footballers Association. Tamika, welcome to Breakfast.
Hey, Sally. Thanks for having me.
What does this report tell us about the average salary in the league for female footballers here in Australia right now?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, as a player that's been in the league for a long time, it's quite disheartening to see, I guess, how stagnant the league has kind of become in terms of wages, especially with, you know, the increases in costs and also the competitiveness that we have with many other sporting codes, especially in the women's game. So, for me to see, I think it's disheartening, especially after the massive impact we had with the Women's World Cup. I would have certainly liked to have seen this aspect increase.
This report also shows that more than 6 in 10 of the female football players in the domestic league say they work other jobs outside of football. Do you think that's widely understood?
Not exactly. I think that can kind of be missed sort of by the outside world. And I think we have really promoted the fact that we have sort of grown in certain aspects of the league going to an actual full home and away season. However, we're not actually contracted for 12 months of the year. We're only contracted for 8. So we are kind of performing full-time jobs, still not actually on full-time contracts. And I think that is where a lot of people have to find alternate jobs in that period of time that they're not getting paid and not in a stable environment. I think that really kind of negatively impacts the performance, but also the security for the players as well.
Tamika, is it becoming even more difficult to keep quality players in Australia when they can make a lot more money overseas, especially in Europe?
Yeah, it is. And I think we have a lot of talent coming up through in Australia and they do go overseas because there is more competitive wages, but also full-time programs. And, you know, lots of players do have dreams of playing in the national team and sort of to make it to that level, you do actually have to be in a full-time program and working sort of round the clock to make that happen. So we are losing a lot of players overseas and perhaps not attracting enough either because there isn't that full-time program.
What needs to be done, Tamika? What do you think are the changes that need to be put in place here?
Yeah, I think we need to see an investment in the wage growth and raising the minimum that we do have in the league. And there's so much potential to bring in a lot of that revenue just by making that adjustment to the minimum wage and to full-time contracts where we can actually tap into the rest of the transfer market that is kind of exploding around the world.
When these big moments were happening for the Matildas, you know, getting into the semis in the World Cup and so on, was there a feeling even then amongst the players of we've got to harness this momentum? We need to be very careful in trying to hang on to some of this into the future?
Yeah, there definitely was. And I think, the players that were involved in the World Cup really did sort of have a vision for a legacy, I guess, that would be left after the 2023 World Cup. And I think that's what we're all sort of still fighting for now and really do want to highlight the results of this report so that we can continue to see growth and movement. And I think this is kind of a point in time where we do need to make that effort to put focus on the women's game here in Australia to develop that platform that does give the next generation sort of a solid career in Australia without necessarily having to go abroad. And I mean, in 10 years' time, I want to be able to retire and actually watch the game here in Australia as well also see my kids who definitely dream of playing football on the world stage as well have that opportunity here in Australia. So a lot of the girls are definitely sort of invested in trying to make this a platform that we do see growing and not remaining stagnant.
Tamika, it's been really good to have you on the program. As a journalist, thank you for joining me. And as a Matildas fan, go the Tillies, and thanks for all you've done so far.
No, thank you. Thanks for having me.
That's Tamika Yallop there, a player with the Brisbane Roar and the Matildas and a co-president of the Professional Footballers Association.